Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and as you can see, we're switching it up a little bit. We are out at an airport hangar. That is because behind one of these hangars is the brand new Plaid Model S, first one in Wisconsin. We're going to get a chance to go through all the new features and maybe see what this acceleration is all about. Here we go. So we just put on auto shift out of park, and now it's just saying tap to activate drive. So I'll tap the brake, and there it is saying, you know, go forward, and you just go. Pretty smooth. First drive in the Plaid. That was so easy. The yoke.
It's really not too bad.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the yoke so far?
Once you get used to it, like, sometimes I'll do a sloppy U-turn and grab at the top.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they moved the horn to there, I think that's why some people didn't like pulling the horn trying to turn.
We saw an interesting thing on the way over.
Right through there.
Okay, so blinkers like that.
Yep. Okay. And then take a right and then a left out here.
Yeah, it definitely takes like a little bit of getting used to, but not something that I find annoying at all yet. It's super quiet. Like, this definitely seems quieter than the 3 so far.
Yeah, it definitely is. I don't know if there's active noise cancellation going on.
I think that's a software update coming.
But is it really even... There's something rattling in here, but I don't know what it is. That's not the car.
Sounds like it maybe even something...
Let me try.
When you launch, does your phone stay in the charger?
Yes, if it's pivoted like this. Now, I had a phone mount at the track to get the drag you over.
Yeah.
And it literally shotted like crazy into the back. So then right at the stop sign, you can make a UE.
I'm going to get this U-turn on camera here.
Oh, yeah.
No pressure.
All right, blinker.
I got an X3, X5.
One-handed like a pro.
You got it.
Yeah, I would get used to this in a day.
Stump truck in me.
Just out of curiosity, can we do it autopilot?
Sure.
So, is that this then? Double tap that?
You push this dial in once.
Push this in once. Okay. Restricted to 50 right now, but... No, I guess I can accelerate this. So then does... Coming out of it, do you just push this if you don't want to do the brake?
It's actually pretty natural.
That's like nicer than having to do like the double tap down on the stock.
Left foot all the way down, hard down on the brake.
Okay. Left foot?
Yep. Like all the way down.
Okay.
And then floor it.
Okay.
So when that message goes away, we're ready.
And then I just let off the brake?
Yep, let off the brake and we're good. So it's good now.
All right. Here we go. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was already 75. 2.46 without rollout,
man.
By the way. That's the fastest 0-60 off the track I've ever gotten.
All right, so 2.46 second, 0-60. We didn't quite hit under that 2 second flat mark. But remember, this time is without the 1 foot rollout. In Motor Trend's testing, that took them 0.21 seconds. And our time here is without a prepped surface. We were also at about 75% state of charge, though that seems to be much less important on the Plaid. And probably most impactfully on this run is that we had well over 500 pounds of people and gear, easily adding more than 10% of weight to the car.
But the real amazing part happens after 60.
So here we go. Crazier.
That is crazier. It pulls more G from the draggy when you just pin it at 60.
All right, I'll just turn you right here.
Got a little stretch.
I feel like it actually fits exactly like how I want my hands to be, just naturally.
Yeah, I'll just hang it right at the next outlet. You should see all the guys over there.
Alright, I wonder if this, we have to be in park to do the auto shift, I guess. So we're thinking like that then? Okay, simple enough. Awesome. Thanks for letting me drive it.
Absolutely.
That was so fun.
It's been an honor. I feel like I've come full circle.
It really has.
Watching the coverage with you and
we've both come
not
full
driving
circle,
the car.
Yeah. So we just got back from the drive. That was a ton of fun. My heart is still racing like 10 minutes later. We're just going to go through some of the features of the interior, some of the new elements of the Plaid Model S, the Refresh Model S. First thing, as I said during the drive, I'm loving the yoke. I'm going to miss it when I get back in the Model 3. It's easy to control. I think I would have been fine doing a three-point turn right away. We did a U-turn and things were fine. The only thing I'm having a little bit of, you know, learning curve on is the blinkers, just because I'm not naturally inclined on which is left and right yet. So I kind of have to take a glance down and just make sure I'm right. But I think after a few miles, you probably get the hang of that. The person we're driving with, Steven, said that he's only got 175 miles on the car so far, and he said it's he's used to it already. So, yeah, I think, you know, no issues on my end from the yoke. I think people should not have any problems with that. In terms of the UI and the screen here, obviously you can see Tesla's got the center screen as well as, or the driver display as well as the center screen here. This is supposed to tilt eventually. Our understanding is that that's currently software locked, but hopefully that's going to be a feature that Tesla adds soon, so it's not tilting right now. Or swiveling, I guess, more precisely. But you can see that the UI is kind of flexible here. So you've got the ability to kind of swipe and relocate things as you want them. Same thing with the navigation down here. I'm not going to play with it too much, but you can, you know, move around things that you want to actually have access to all the time or not access to. All right, we are here in the back seat now of the Plaid Model S. It definitely feels spacious. So I'm 6'2" and I definitely have plenty of headroom here, even with my hat on. And you know, as you can see, if I'm sitting here, again, long legs, there is a little bit of a, you know, still my legs are not flush with the seat here. But again, if you're not a pretty tall person, I think you're going to be fine in the back, and I would certainly be comfortable enough for, you know, a bit of a trip in the back seat as well. And then we've got, of course, the new 8-inch screen in the back here. So as you can see, just like in the front, you've got your airflow controls from sort of a hidden ventilation system up underneath the center console here. Just same functionality as you would see in the front seats, which is really nice. Looks like we've got a couple of USB charging down here. And then of course you can control, you know, different media, seat heat, music if you want, and volume control as well. So some nice functionality. I think eventually there's also gaming capability too, but I think we're still waiting on that at this point in time. All right, let's wrap this up with a couple of quick final thoughts on the Plaid Model S. First off, huge shout out to Steven for letting us spend a couple of hours with his brand new Plaid Model S. He couldn't have been a better host. Really appreciate that. As for the vehicle itself, acceleration, what more is there to say? I think Jason Comisa put it best when he said it just doesn't stop pulling. Tesla has always had incredible 0 to 60 times across their vehicles, but especially on the Model S. The Plaid takes that up a step. But after that, the Plaid just gets even crazier. At 60 miles per hour, the Plaid is delivering more than 40% more horsepower than the previously highest performing Tesla had ever been able to do. Again, it just doesn't stop pulling. Everybody that drove the car uttered some semblance of that statement. If you're coasting along at 40 or 50 miles per hour and you floor it, it's gonna feel like a launch, no question about it. Now, does everyone need that kind of performance? Absolutely not. No way, no how, but if you're tracking your car, the Plaid is going to be absolutely next level. And as I mentioned, Tesla has done a lot to make sure that this power is repeatable. And while we didn't have time to test out that sustained performance, Motor Trend has said that Tesla has been true to their word on that, and that they have never tested a car so robotic in its consistency.
After the acceleration wears you out, because it will, you still have this amazing luxury sedan, plenty of room for five passengers, five-star safety rating, one of the safest vehicles on the road. It's quiet, very quiet, no engine noise to deal with, just the nice whirring sound of those three electric motors. And it's efficient. You're going to get 100 miles per gallon equivalent with this vehicle, yet it's basically a hypercar. Tesla being able to package all these things together in a single vehicle is truly mind-blowing. And then you get to the price, $130,000. That's a lot of money. But the performance alone here is equivalent to vehicles that cost upwards of $2 million. And none of those are going to come anywhere close to the Plaid Model S in terms of space, in terms of safety, and in terms of efficiency. The Model S Plaid is in a league of its own. As for the interior, this is certainly a step up for Tesla. Maybe some elements aren't going to compare with the highest-end luxury Mercedes or something like that, but it feels great, it's comfortable, and especially if you value functional minimalism, it looks amazing. For me, the steering yoke was actually a key element of the entire cabin feel. Not only is it a huge head-turner for anybody new to the vehicle, visually it really opens up the dash. Something about it just feels cleaner than a steering wheel would. It really opens up that space. And of course, it contributes to that feeling that you get from time to time that you're driving some sort of weird alien spaceship. From a utility perspective, as you saw on the short drive, my first time driving it, I didn't have any problems. There was never a point where I was wishing for a steering wheel. Some journalists have said that it's, you know, troublesome at low speed. That was not my experience at all. Maybe that would change with more testing under different circumstances, but I think it's actually more likely that you just become more used to the yoke after a longer period of time. The only thing I didn't really like about the setup was not having a turn signal stock. I think it's a little bit non-intuitive to figure out if you're pressing the left or the right button. They're very close together. And while there is actually haptic feedback on those signals, it does take some getting used to figure out if you're doing a hard press to keep the signal on, or if you did a light press just to signal for a lane change briefly, something like that. That being said, it's not something that would stop me from ordering. I think over time, that would become second nature. On the other side of the steering column, the gear select stock, I did not miss at all. Engaging or disengaging autopilot was actually much easier with this setup, and I think even in a three-point turn, even with the yoke, changing gears on the display is simple. We didn't get much time to test out auto shift from park, but when we did, it was fun, and I think that's going to be a nice feature for people as well. Anyway, as I said throughout the video, you can definitely put me down as a fan of the yoke. I would opt for this if I had the option. And even though we have seen some prototypes rolling around of the new interior with a full steering wheel, the stocks on those still have been eliminated, so that wouldn't even solve the very minor nitpick that I had. So my opinion, if you're on the fence, just get the yoke, don't worry about it, you're gonna be fine, and I'd bet that over time, you'll start to prefer it, you'll get in a car with a wheel, and you'll feel like it's invading your space. Alright, I think that covers everything. A lot of work went into this edit, so make sure to hit that like button on your way out, that helps a lot. If you've got any questions, please leave those in the comments, I'll do my best to answer. And of course, make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications so you never miss an episode of Tesla Daily. And until that next episode, thanks for watching.